And what is the superstition connected with that?
If you get the short bone, your wish will come true. Mm-hmm. Or is it the other way around? I don't remember. But I remember the short one, I think, was the key to the pull. That's what you were trying to get, was the short.
Okay, now in my neck of the woods, it was the long piece. But there really there's great disagreement on that.
I don't remember. I just always, we pulled. Mm-hmm. And I was happy with whatever I got.
You didn't know the difference. Didn't get your wish anyway, probably. Okay, do you have a name for the inside parts of a chicken that you eat?
Inside parts of a chicken. Mm-hmm. Giblet? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's for a chicken or a turkey.
Insides of a pig or calf?
Now, the only thing that comes to mind there is chitlins. Mm-hmm. And that's from pork.
Mm-hmm. What are chitlins? Or what is chitlins?
Okay, chitlins are the intestines.
Have you ever eaten them?
No.
Would you ever eat them?
I've smelled them cooking one time. Mm-hmm. My aunt...
I've heard that. They smell terrible. But they run you out of the house.
I mean, they're almost... Well, my uncle lived next door, and he had about 7 kids, I think. And 4 of them ran over to our house to leave their house. And then we all had to leave the hill. Like, our 2 houses were setting up on this little hill.
Good heavens.
We had to leave. It was so bad. I mean, the whole hill was saturated with that odor. Mm. And I would never... Mm-hmm. Anything that smelled that bad could not taste.
Mm-hmm. Well,
anything but that bad.
I've never smelled it or tasted it.
You know, they say it doesn't, but I don't see how it could miss it.
Yeah, I know people like the stuff.
I never will forget that odor. I mean, it was just terrible. Okay.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'd say it's what time?
If you are connecting the chores with feeding time. Mm-hmm. I didn't use, my folks didn't use chores. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I heard it, but I didn't hear it from my folks, you know?
Yeah. Do you know how to call cows in from the pasture?
I don't, but my daddy did.
Do you know what he would say to call them in?
You don't want to hear it, do you?
Yes, I do.
He would just kind of,
Okay.
It was just a high-pitched, mm-hmm. Kind of like a scream.
Okay. Would you say anything to make them stand still while milking?
He would talk to them and kind of rub them down, mm-hmm. and just say, you know, just talk to it like a girl, you know, mm-hmm. like his wife, you know, calm down, easy baby, easy, you know, that yeah. kind of thing.
Would he say anything to make the cow move its leg back?
Nothing, I remember. Come in. Cut that out. Come in. Come in. Push.
Well, for goodness sake.
Hey.
Well, good to hear.
How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good to see you. How's everything?
Doing,
good. Dewey told us about this area.
Yeah, this is my new
Can
home.
Can I look?
Sure.
This is fantastic.
Let's see, we were calling cows. Did you ever call a calf?
Not
hear one. Nothing different from a cow?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Like when the cows come, the calves come.
Mm-hmm. How about calling a horse in from the pasture?
Mm. Whistle.
Mm-hmm. Any certain thing you whistle? Just any whistle. You gotta imitate.
You gotta ask me. It was. I'm smiling now. Mm-hmm. That would bring the horse.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you say to make them turn left or right when plowing? Mm-hmm.